football on Off the Ball.
There's something missing there psychologically. Just, we're not streetwise anymore. We just seem to have lost an edge. We don't have an edge at all anymore.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
League of Ireland Football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00.
Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Stephen, dramatic night here at Richmond Park. You're through to the semi-final of the Cup. Up and down game. What were your thoughts going through it?
Yeah, no, it was end to end really, and it could have gone either way. I think we didn't start so well, but I thought our players were terrific over 120 minutes, really gave everything, and we're delighted to get through.
What were you thinking there towards the end? It looked like Jake Mulroney's goal was going to do the business, was going to win it for you. What was your thoughts, and what did you say to the lads going into the extra time after conceding there?
Yeah, it was a really brilliant goal. Joe Anang, so accurate with his passing, and kicked it out. Simon Power takes it in his stride, lays it to Jake Mulroney, and finishes, you know, exquisitely into the corner. Brilliant goal, but like, all the credit really should go to Galway United, because they've been a credit to themselves, really. You know, they've had to endure, obviously, the loss of Ollie Horgan, who was such a big part of football in Galway for many, many years, Galway and Donegal. So I think, you know, for them to have that in the last 2 weeks and just to pull out those performances, you know, it could have went their way today. They, you know, caused us problems. They never stopped. And, you know, credit to Galway United, really. They deserve a huge amount of credit.
In the first half, Mason Melia, I mean, the touch to get through. We've seen it time and time again this season. He already has the quality, you know, head and shoulders with a lot of strikers in the league, one could say. Like, you're going to miss him at the end of the season, but while you have him here, like, how good is that to know that you have that type of player who can make that type of chance for you?
Jeez, thanks for reminding me, really. I'm trying to enjoy him while he's here. But I think, listen, he missed one just before where he went over the bar from 8 yards. I couldn't believe he missed it, but his control was terrific, and he looked like he was going to go in and score, and then he was taken down, and I was thinking, is it a penalty? You know, is it a penalty? He was right on the edge. Referee gave, like, it must have been outside slightly, and but then it became a standing off, so thankfully Chris scored the free kick.
Looking ahead, obviously Chris Forrest gets the winner. I was just chatting to Jordan Garrick there, saying how he looked like settling in. He said the lads are all brilliant. We saw it there on the pitch. As soon as he came on the pitch, he wasn't afraid to have a go. A brilliant effort into the corner. Is that something you're kind of encouraging for the lads coming off the bench? And even we saw from the start, Keane Levy, not afraid to have a go at defenders. Is that what you're looking for from your wingers?
Yeah, well, I think we used six subs today, as Galway did as well. And obviously with Ryan McLaughlin's concussion. And you know, so 17 men played a part there today, and we all the players made good contributions off the bench, important contributions. We've seen Simon Power, for example, setting up the goal, and Jay McClellan, what a pass for Mason for the you know, that when he was butchered that time. So it was right throughout. It was good to win it, but it only gets you into semi-final. That's all, really. You don't get anything for it. You get it. A visit to the semi-final, but we've three league games next week. We've got Galway come here, Cork come here, and we've got to go to Sligo. So we've three games in a week.
Obviously, you've a hell of a cup pedigree yourself. You've a lot of players in there with a lot of cup pedigree as well. Chris Forrest and Jamie Lennon are both in the 2021-2023 team. You've a lot of players from that 2023 team. 2023 semi-final, Conor Carty went and scored down in Cork. Looking ahead to that game, and don't look too far beyond, but how important is it to have both yourself and players who've been here before and know what it's like and know how important the cup is?
It's you can draw on the past for your experiences and so forth, which is important, but in cup ties are one off, so you can't rely on it. You know, you definitely cannot rely on it. You got to prove yourself every single day, and you know, really now we've got to switch back onto the league quickly, because Galway come here on Friday. And you see how good their integrity there, and the effort and the chances they created against us. So we needed Joe and Hank to play well today and go. And So there'll be tough opposition on Friday, and then Cork come on the Monday. So we've tough games. So we've got to dust ourselves down, and you know, we've got quite a few injuries. So we need everyone here that played tonight, and we obviously lose Ryan for this game this Friday. So we need to dust ourselves down and get ready.
Just quickly before I let you go, Pat's been Europe for the last four seasons. Obviously, yourself through this one last one, you saw how it can kick on a team towards the end of last season and this season. How important now, obviously the FAI Cup, you have the added bonus of you might qualify to Europa League, but how important is it that you make Europe for the rest of the season?
Now listen, no one has a divine right to do anything, and you have to earn it. We've got to focus on the league and really take it from there. You know, we've got tough finish. We need to get ourselves ready for Galway coming here on Friday, and that's really and Cork Monday. So those two quick fire games are going to get ourselves ready.
Thanks, Stephen. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
I'm here with Jordan Garrick. St Patrick's Athletic have defeated Galway United 3-1 in the quarterfinals of the FAI Cup. Jordan, first goal for the club, a good win, big win into the final four. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, first I just want to give them props. You know, they came with a game plan and I feel like they executed it, but I feel like our quality showed in the end. You know, buzzing to get round through to the next round of the cup. You know, another game, another chance to impress, step closer to the final. So, you know, buzzing.
How do you think the game went from the outside looking in? It felt like probably had the better quality than Galway, but it was just a matter of keep knocking at the door and the goal would have came.
Yeah, I think big thing was it was important that we didn't let the game die, you know, because I felt like if it died, you know, it played into their hands, you know, giving them cheap free kicks and, you know, cheap throw-ins in and around the box. But I feel like the back four and Joey were unbelievable today. You know, the two boys in front, all the way up to Mason up top, and the boys on the bench, you know. I feel like we gave everything, we left everything out on the pitch, and I think we were worthy winners in the end.
Mason Melia, we saw his quality again today. Obviously, you would have played in England, you had your time in Swansea. Have you seen anyone like him come through the ranks at such a young age?
No, to be fair, you know, he's got, you wouldn't even believe he's 17, you know, he looks like a man, but he's got a good future ahead of him. He just needs to keep his head down, you know, carry on learning and take on all the information. He's going on to bigger and better things, you know what I mean, away at Spurs. So, you know, it's just about learning, taking on everything and applying it to his game and keep doing what he's good at.
What were you thinking? You're coming off the bench. Were you thinking you could grab the goal to seal the game, or were you thinking you'd go on and even get another?
Oh, to be fair, I was just thinking about getting on the pitch, you know. It's been pretty tough, you know. The boys who are playing ahead of me, you know, they're keeping me out of the team, and that's credit to them. But I just here working hard, you know, trying to get my chance, and luckily it was today, you know. Hopefully that kicks me on towards the end of the season, last few games, more success for me, more success for the team, more success for the club, you know, it all goes hand in hand.
And just maybe the final question, how's it been for you kind of away from the pitch? Obviously it's a big move for you. Is your first move outside of England?
Yeah,
how's that been for you kind of off the pitch, and you know, different culture, different environment? Yeah. How have you settled in?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been tough, you know, away from partner and kids, and you know, my life settled down in Wales, but I couldn't have asked for a nicer group to be with. When I come in every day, the boys, you know, sense my frustration, but you know, they never like cease to put a smile on my face. You know, they've made me feel welcome from day one. It's probably one of the best change rooms I've been in as a player, so I can't credit the boys enough, and the staff, I can't credit them enough for making me feel so welcome, and you know, just make it that much easier being away from home and not being on the pitch at the same time. So yeah, big thank you to them, and thank you for having me.
Congratulations, Jordan. Well played. Enjoy the next round.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00.
Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.